Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we are two-thirds-ish of the way home here on Ben and Woods this morning. Going to get like a three-ish hour show today, three-ish hour show tomorrow, plus a roundtable. Looking forward to that, right? Roundtable tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes, we have
the
our
special
wings.
Guest tomorrow.
Who is it tomorrow?
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Former big league ball player. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
You might remember him from such afternoon programs as the Gwynn and Chris Show.
I really enjoy when Tony comes in.
I do too. I'm also
you don't have to lie.
Somewhat
you
know you unnerved when Tony gets in. But
the look of disdain that he has when he Ben asks a question, he gives it like the I sit next to him, so he goes like
I see it. Oh,
the eyes. I see it. Yeah. The eyes just shoot back in the head.
I can hear Ben. Now I'm going to push back on that just a little bit.
Tony's like, really? Okay, let's go. It's so good.
I try to be respectful. Still,
I know.
Mean, he is a big leaguer.
Yep, 100%, 100%. I am Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. I wanted you to decipher something for us, the lay people out there,
because I'm not only your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Also, your friendly neighborhood news anchor.
That's right.
I'm anchoring on Friday night.
Oh, are you?
At Channel 10.
Okay. Yeah. And so there was another clip. Now, we played the clip earlier in the week that happened in Detroit. And they were talking about a television show, and they all started laughing when the...
it was like Outlast or Alone or something.
Yeah. And she said, you know, they have to find their own food, you know, and beaver is like the hot commodity. Would you eat beaver? And it was just the funniest thing. That was in Detroit, like Wake Up Detroit or something.
Good day, Detroit.
So I saw this yesterday.
If you can provide yourself with food, and again, they're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Always has been.
Always will be.
Always will be.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver? It's fat and then it's meat.
It made them all sick, though. They all got sick after it.
We played that, earlier in the week or sometime last week, maybe. That was on Good Day Detroit on Fox 2.
And then...
This is also from Fox 2.
This
really?
Is all, same
what a
station?
Yes.
Holy cow!
I wasn't sure until I went back and saw the Beaver clip that we just played. Both from Fox 2, the same station.
Can I say this is the... No offense to Channel 10. This is the greatest television station on the planet because they are providing us with reams and reams of content. But we got a little... Well, we had a couple of women that were really
nice beaver.
They're not upset, or they are upset with each other, and they're probably not friends at work. Listen to this,
Benny. Host and producer.
Yeah,
I think it's the anchor who is recording some promos or PSAs.
Correct.
And then there's either a producer or like a floor director
back in the background
who is trying to coordinate her teleprompter behind the scenes.
It's like one of those sweepers, like coming up tonight at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, check this.
I'm going to have to do that again. What's up, Chip? Trace?
I think you're in a script.
I am. I'm in Amy's script, the Amy's Angels one. There was the second thing didn't make sense, so I was just trying to fix that part.
It's not even marked off.
Like, we're still working.
I know, but I didn't have time because we have to do this, so I was still reading it.
Oh, God.
See, I mean, I can't wait for you to go through them all, and then I go through them, because then I'm already getting ready by then. But this time we had to do the PSAs, so. Finish what? Okay, because Sean just came in here and said something about marking off. Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Oh. Jeez, oh, Pete.
What?
What the hell's going on?
Can I please finish what I'm going to say? What the fuck? Grow up.
Yes. Grow up.
Yes.
Holy. Wow. Does this happen in the newsroom, Ben?
With Kimberly Hunts? No way.
Never.
Never. Never. Much too classy. So I was trying to decipher what they were talking about, and as far as I can...
I'm so done with her antics. Telling on me every 5 seconds, I'm done.
Seem like they have a bit of a rivalry somehow. As far as I can tell, when you've got scripts in the teleprompter, only one person can usually go in and make changes at a time, and if something's messed up and one person's in there and has got it locked out and she was trying to make changes and was getting frustrated with the producer or the floor director at the same time.
Yeah.
They clearly had some sort of mix-ups in the past.
Pete!
This would usually be a fairly minor like technical glitch. This shouldn't be that big of a deal. So there's something simmering beneath the surface.
I like that she says, can I finish what I was going to say? She goes, finish what? What I was going to say. And then she starts walking out of the room. Well, you're walking out of the room. Oh my God! Listen, you know it gets it can get heated at times in here and everywhere when you're in a room locked in. You're trying to get the job done, and I can see the frustration if you're reading a teleprompter and someone's editing it as you go. You're like, I really love Super Sure Insurance, my favorite insurance. And Paulie's editing it as I'm trying to read it. Yeah, like it would make me mad. That was spicy, though. Jeez, Pete's is fantastic.
Well,
though.
And it gave me an idea because, you know, this year we're doing the incorporated.
Jeez, oh, Pete's!
Jesse alphabetically. But maybe next year we can just have like
slang.
Exclamation and slangs. Like, you have to work Jeez, oh, Pete's into tonight's.
Jeez, oh, Pete's!
There's a lot of slang somewhere. He probably wouldn't do.
Right. No, it'd have to be clean slang. Like, Jeez, oh, Pete's. I can use that one. Even I am. Okay,
yeah.
With Jeez, oh, Pete's.
It's fantastic.
She may be anchoring in Detroit, but my feeling is there's more of kind of a Minnesota vibe.
No, that's
going
how
there.
They talk in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, you still hear the Detroit guy. Too? There was a guy in the background that goes, "What the hell's going on in here?" It's all connected.
Chicago,
it's
Detroit, all, Minnesota.
It's all,
the Midwest came out at the end there.
Yeah,
I'm so done with her antics. Telling on me every 5 seconds.
You're telling on me.
Yeah. What the hell's going on in there? It's very
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Jeez, it's every girlfriend I dated in college sounded just like that, by
Jeez,
the way.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Everyone. They all sounded exactly like that. Hey, how are you? I'm great. You going to class? Yes. No, actually, I'm not going to class today. All right. Call me when you get home. It's identical.
Ed McKee says, my coworkers use cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice is good. I like that. That's a good one. So that was really fantastic. So I was in. I'm glad that you were able to discern what it was. There was another moment that we needed to get to today for sure. We need to talk about. We had to shout out to his family for, I think, honestly, man, like when we were growing up, Benny, and MTV was so popular, one of the bands that you saw on there the most was ZZ Top. You couldn't get away from ZZ Top when you were a kid. Every girl's crazy about a sharp dress, right? So you had Sharp Dressed Man. You had all of their hits were huge, and they were huge on MTV. They had that.
I'm pretty sure
cool
I was
car.
I'm pretty sure I was of legal drinking age before I could even tell you another song of ZZ Top other than Sharp Dressed Man.
Man, they got so many huge hits.
We play a few of them on our show.
LaGrange Just Got Paid. Legit, one of the best American bands. But their drummer Frank Beard passed away yesterday, Ben, at the age of 77, I do believe. And I saw you smirk a little bit, and I'm thinking the same thing that you're thinking. Many, many years ago on Ben and Woods, we discovered that you could take our friend Ben and break him with usually the corniest joke of all time. And he couldn't control
himself. The cornier, the better.
Once he started laughing, it was completely over.
And we found this phenomenon fascinating. And then I've spent the last, what, probably 7 years since, 6 or 7 years, trying to do that to break you. Because when you break, you break.
And most people know ZZ Top, their band, famous for a lot of them, have long beards.
Billy and Dusty Gibbons had the long
beard. But Frank Beard did not.
He did not have a beard.
Have a beard, which is just kind of ironic about the whole thing.
Right.
Which I wasn't really thinking of when we got into this conversation a few years ago.
Good bits today, guys.
All right, I see the phone.
ZZ Top, so disappointing they looked bored.
They looked beard.
They looked beard. They looked
beard. Ladies and gentlemen,
we got him.
We got him.
They looked beard.
You kidding me?
I got him. He fell out of his chair.
He did.
I got him. He's dead.
How did that get you so much?
Can you just do the boomer bulletin while I get up?
The boomer bulletin.
I mean,
it's not that funny. It looks weird.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Like, funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know him.
Got him. You just double up on the boomer bulletin tomorrow?
Yeah, fine.
I don't want to miss this.
No.
No, Jesse Yangler is coming up.
Look at him.
What?
Just from that joke.
Jesse Yangler, we got to get to Jesse Yangler.
Sorry, I said Dusty Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Billy Gibbons, and Frank Beard. And now I believe only Billy is left. He's still going.
Yeah.
Man.
You're not. This isn't on a loop, Paul. No. This is the actual length of time that I left.
Minute and 55 seconds.
This is his reaction when I told him Frank Beard died also yesterday. That was the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought it was hysterical. So you know how we do it on this show. Yep. Ben, did you hear Frank Beard passed away from ZZ Top? No, no. Ben, I don't know if you heard me. He passed away. He's gone. Oh, no. What is your problem? Beard. Yes, beard. Frank Beard from ZZ Top. Yes, he didn't have a beard, actually. He had a mustache.
I got him.
You're unbelievable.
You're incredible. You know how we do it.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Boom. Frank Beard, 77 years old.
Gimme All Your Lovin'.
Oh, it's a great song.
That's my favorite ZZ Top.
That's your favorite?
Song.
I like LaGrange and Just Got Paid, and of course I like
Legs.
Tush. Oh. You're
tush,
a leg guy?
They have both Tush and Legs.
I'm a Tush guy.
You actually can pick either one.
Yeah, it's I didn't like Legs.
No other body part songs for
you
ZZ
know,
Top.
It's like anything. Yeah, but they have another one. It's called Boobs. It's really good.
She's got boobs.
Those are the, like, Legs, Sharp Dressed Man. They play them every 15 minutes. So you're like, I hate these. And then you hear, like, the legit ZZ Top. Nasty.
They also made a cameo in one of my favorite movie franchises of all time, playing the Old West Band in Back to the Future Part 3.
You actually watched Part 3.
I did watch Part 3 because it was my favorite movie series of all time. So I wasn't going to miss that. And you had ZZ Top actually in the movie.
Pretty legit, man. Pretty legit piece of our childhood, certainly. So shout out to his family, indeed.
And before we get to Take on Woods, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes, you said you had one more Taylor story.
No, I'll save it.
You're good with that one?
Yeah, I'll save it. I thought we were going to break.
No, we can't.
No, we got like three.
We
got to
go three more minutes here.
Because you've been blowing the clock
exactly.
So badly.
Adam has come down on me hard about being a little more accurate on our clock.
You only got 3 more minutes. Surely there's something from your life you'd like to discuss.
Well, we could get to the MLB reach around right now if you'd like.
I just almost had a stroke. Go ahead.
You want to do it quickly here?
Take it out, just sure.
Get right to it?
3 minutes.
All right,
minutes.
Polly, you got to find the open. We do a fast-paced version. They're doing the reach around. They're doing the reach around.
Everybody doing the
reach around.
This is why I do my notes. I can actually fill about 3 minutes with baseball scores for you. Mentioned earlier, Phillies were winners again yesterday, 6-4 of the Marlins. Five straight. They're playing good baseball right now.
Just Padres as I still, anti-predicted.
Yeah, a game behind Philly for the second wild card. But the Diamondbacks lost 9-4 to the Red Sox. So the Padres now two up on the Red Sox, or two up on the Diamondbacks. They are three up on the Cardinals, who won again yesterday, 3-0 over the Reds. Mason Wynn broke a scoreless tie with a solo home run in the fifth inning, and the Marlins are now four games back of that last wild card spot. Shohei Ohtani hit his third home run in 2 days, two-run shot, his 30th, as the Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-6. Mentioned with Booney, the Brewers' 22-0 win over the Seattle Mariners. It was the largest margin of victory in a shutout since 1887.
Am I losing my mind? I saw people dragging Julio Rodriguez online for catching the ball, forgetting how many outs there were, and throwing it into the crowd. They were down like 18 runs.
It was going to be 20-0 after the sack fly. That made it 21-0 instead of 20-0.
Okay, big mistake by Julio. Really put the game out of reach. Like, it's such a weird, like, it's 18-0. He's probably been out there for a half an hour. By the way, why is Julio Rodriguez playing center field in an 18-0?
I said that before the show.
Loss?
I was like, great point.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is he there?
It's okay not to be locked into a 19-0 game.
I could not agree more. And somebody's crashing their car right now. But like, why is he out there? And I'm certainly you're not going to put that blame on him. That's all I saw on social media. Not the pitchers that gave up 18 runs to that point. Let's blame Julio. It was very odd.
Pirates beat the Tigers 4-1. O'Neill Cruz, a two-run homer. Yankees got a go-ahead two-run single from Trent Grisham and a 3-1 win over the Orioles. Angels got a nice pitching performance from George Klaassen. Seven innings, one hit, and a 3-1 win over the Astros. Rangers are back in a playoff spot in the American League thanks to a 5-0 win over the Nationals. Cal Quantrill, seven shutout innings. Josh Bell hit a two-run homer for the Twins and a 4-1 win over the Braves. Alejandro Kirk went deep for the Blue Jays. Of course, his nephew going to be pitching for Sweetwater Valley likely tomorrow. They doubled up the Rays 10-5. Guardians over the Giants 8-1. Joe Adell hit a 455-foot home run in that one. Bobby Witt Jr. walk-off single in a three-run ninth for the Royals to beat the A's 4-3. And in the late game, after an hour-and-a-half rain delay, the Cubs got their second straight walk-off win, beating the White Sox 4-3. There's your quick MLB reach around.
Murakami, another bomb.
He did. All right, we'll come back, play a little take on Woods. We got two categories left. Chance to instant win.
We haven't talked about it yet. We got a Padres lineup, too. We can bring
the
in
Luke
next
Combs
segment.
Tickets. We've got all that coming up next. If you want to be our contestant, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Take on Woods coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
First, another chance for us to tell you about 7 Mile Casino, our place to play cards. You can make it yours as well, and all you have to do if you're downtown San Diego is hop on the 5 freeway. We have timed this before, by the way, from Petco Park. Got there in exactly 7 minutes.
Well, I did, and Paul did.
Well, I missed the exit the first time.
Correct. So you were more like...
I was like 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
That really wasn't bad at all.
Which is still very good.
Very, very good.
Very,
very
good.
Easy to get to. And once you get there, you're going to find a really nice place, Woods.
Oh, it's a delight, my friend. You got California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, and Baccarat, certainly. You've got good food, friendly dealer, smoke-free environment as well. Check it out for yourself. You will not be disappointed. 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Enough said.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. The baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now, mention radio for 20% off new service plans in 2026.
I would have you over to go swimming on the weekend.
But you don't have a pool.
I know. If I had, I was saying, if I had if a GL pool.
I can't go in the house, but I'd be allowed in the backyard to go swimming.
A swim party?
Got it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sure.
You a good swimmer?
Yeah. Yes, I am a good swimmer.
Your voice went up when he said it.
Yeah, he goes, yeah.
Swimmer. I mean, like, not a competitive, you know.
No, but like...
lap swimmer, but I can
You're not a golden retriever when you get in there. Okay.
You fall off the pier.
You're okay.
Comfortable in the water.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Comfortable in the water.
All right. What's your favorite stroke?
Breaststroke?
Just the head above water?
Yeah.
You know what's really hard is butterfly.
It's so hard. Butterfly is tough.
I'm good for about seven seconds.
It's the kick even more than the arms, the legs together.
And the stroke.
Backstroke is fun, but I always worry about hitting my head on the side of the
pool. You don't know where you're going. Oh, you don't have eyes in the top of your head.
Yeah, I always wonder when they're going so fast on the backstroke. They have those like lane flags, and they got to know, okay, we're getting close here, about to make that. And I can't do a flip turn.
Oh, I can. I love it.
I would always veer left or right, start going into the other lane.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have a Ben and Woods pool party at some point.
Winter Water Olympics or something.
Yes, love it.
We will have Sammy Levitt check in as he gets ready for his EcoWater SoCal pregame show in just a little bit. And I want you to think about this question. From a Mets fan perspective, was what Fernando Tatis Jr. did rude yesterday in slow rolling the catch at the end? And that was on purpose, obviously. But how mad are you if you're a Mets fan?
I mean, I'm mad if I'm a Mets fan, but I'm not mad at Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
I'm mad at the rest of the guys on the team for playing like absolute ass most of the season.
We'll play the highlight again from Jesse and talk about it at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, it is time to play today's game. Let's get to it. Let's take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms. For every business, we got you and we got Andrew as our contestant today. Andrew or Andy, what do you prefer?
Andrew's great.
Andrew is good.
That, but whatever you guys want to go with.
Andrew's fine by me. Andrew, you will have a chance to either beat or tie Woods and win instantly a pair of tickets to the Luke Combs concert. Going to be a huge show at Petco Park next June 26th. Ticket info at lukecombs.com. But if you don't win, we are going to throw out those tickets to the rest of the Tier 1. So, unfortunately, they're all cheering against you, but you've got the opportunity in one of these two categories remaining this week. Movies, The Final Frontier, movies with the word space in the title, and TV, from Bait Boy to Bait Man, Jason Bateman television series from youth to adulthood. So, would you like to play movies or TV today, Andrew?
I think we're going to have to go with movies.
Movies. I will save Jason Bateman for Friday. Play some real or fake tomorrow. Your category is five movies that include the word space somewhere in the title. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First questions are two-second movie clip. Paulie will play you the clip, and you have to identify that movie. Did I send you the clip, Paulie?
I've got the clip.
All right, great. We are ready to go. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category, the final frontier, space is the word we're looking for. Andrew, good luck. Let's take on Woods.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Correct. Mel Brooks is the force behind which 1987 sci-fi...
Spaceballs.
Correct. Peter Gibbons works at Inatech and hates his boss, Bill Lumberg, in which 1999...
Office Space.
Correct. Dennis Quaid plays a test pilot who is miniaturized and accidentally injected into a grocery store clerk played by Martin Short, in which 1987...
Interspace.
Correct. An aging Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner are tasked with preventing an old Soviet satellite from firing missiles at the Earth, in which 2000 film?
Oh my gosh, I know this one.
An aging Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner tasked with preventing
it.
An old Soviet satellite from firing missiles at the Earth, in which 2000 film?
10 seconds.
Ran through the first four.
I can't recall that one. Dang it.
Oof.
I know they might still be good enough, but the answer, Space Cowboys.
I don't know if Woods is going to get the first one.
Interspace might be tough.
He might miss one.
I don't know. I think this is definitely winnable for Andrew. Let's bring Woods back in. And we'll give him the category. Movies today, Woods. The category is called The Final Frontier.
Final Frontier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our two-second clip. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Andrew.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Close Encounters.
Incorrect. Mel Brooks is the force behind which 1980...
Spaceballs.
Correct. Peter Gibbons works in a tech and hates his boss, Bill Lumberg.
Office Space.
Correct. Dennis Quaid plays a test pilot who is miniaturized and accidentally injected into a grocery store clerk played by Martin Short in which 1987 sci-fi comedy.
It's the tip of my tongue. Back to it.
An aging Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner are tasked with preventing an old Soviet satellite from firing missiles at the Earth, in which 2000 film?
What? Deep Impact.
Incorrect. Dennis Quaid plays a test pilot who's miniaturized and accidentally injected into a grocery store clerk, played by Martin Short, in which 1980...
Interspace.
Yes, very good. That got you a 4-3 loss.
Doesn't matter.
At the end. Bummer. Because, Andrew, congratulations. You have won the Luke Combs tickets. Hang on the line. Yes, space was the word, and you missed 2001, A Space Odyssey.
A Space Odyssey.
I can't do that, Dave.
I never saw it.
Never saw 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No.
I'm sorry, Dave.
What was the last
I'm
one?
I'm afraid I can't
Space
do that.
Cowboys.
Space Cowboys? I haven't even heard of it.
Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones go up as astronauts even though they're like 80.
I never heard of it.
The tomatoes are out in the chat.
Good.
As,
for good reason.
Woods fails today.
It was kind of a hard sell that Tommy Lee Jones was fighting aliens in Men in Black like 5 years before
but
that.
He was great in that.
He was.
He was awesome.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I love Interspace, by the way.
That was one of my favorites, like VCR rentals.
Amazing.
Like Blockbuster must have rented that like 15 times
it's
when
so
I was a
funny.
Kid.
Meg
Ryan.
I remember seeing it a bunch when I was a kid, but I don't remember anything about it. It's weird.
Go back and watch it, dude. I think you would like
it. Still holds
so
up.
Good. Yeah, really funny.
He like connects his little ship to the optic nerve so he can see what Martin Short sees.
Yeah, I completely forgot that movie. Damn it, that was a hard one today for me. Throw your tomatoes out.
All right. Well, we'll have a TV category on Friday and some real or fake tomorrow to give away some more Luke Combs tickets. When we come back, though, we'll get you ready for early Padres baseball, a little Sammy Leavitt and more. Talk a little more Fernando Tatis Jr. as well with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, SDFatLoss.com is the way I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and I've kept that weight off. How is that possible? You might ask. I didn't really think it was. When they told me about the program, yeah, I was a little skeptical. I can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of my body weight in just 2 months without any exercise. Come on. But no, I did. And I actually was okay with it because I was eating things that I liked. I did not have to eat any shakes or bars. It was just a lot of chicken for me, some steak, some fish, and I lost the weight fast. It changed my metabolism, which then helped me keep the weight off. They will explain all this and how it works if you sign up for a free consultation at sdfatloss.com. They don't want you to be reliant on the GLP-1 injections. I get it. That's appealing. It sounds like the easy way, but you're going to lose muscle. Your metabolism's going to go down. And you probably will gain the weight back if you ever stop taking the expensive injection. So why not try this? And if you do try it this summer, for 97.3 The Fan listeners, take $200 off the program. Find out how it works. Sign up today. Go to sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's the 1-0. Lindor hits it in the air, deep down the right field line. Fernando all the way into the corner. The wall, leaps up, and did he catch it? He's holding, he's waiting. That. He did! He what a play! Wow. Fernando went up over the right field wall and took a grand slam away. Of all the robberies he's ever made, this one is the best!
People have already turned it into a GIF and a meme. It is cold, though. I mean, what are you going to use that for? Like, what's the moment that the Fernando GIF comes out? Him staring.
What's the GIF? Him staring? Is it the flip?
The flip. Like, I think if it's a GIF, you got to get
the flip.
Like, the stare, the weight, and then the ball flip out of the glove. Which, if you hear, there's a couple of TikTok videos that were taken, like, live.
Yes.
And you hear the Mets crowd just groan so much when he flips the ball out of his glove at the last second. Jake knew he caught it, but no one else seemed to be sure until Fernando popped that ball out of his glove into his hand.
God, sharp.
And it's like he knows there's a camera close-up on him
oh,
right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And he's playing it up. Yeah, playing it up for the the TV cameras and the crowd, and he enjoyed disappointing all those people in New York.
It's the greatest. I mean, it's just the greatest when you can do that on the road, you know, and especially it's, guys, it's a grand slam. You know, this wasn't, you're just run of the mill, like, oh, now we got a tie ball game. Like, Padres probably lose that game. I mean, let's, who are we kidding? Like, they probably lose that
game. Oh, absolutely.
Game.
Here's that cell phone video with the,
you can hear and listen in the background. The crowd, this was taken from somewhere behind home plate, had the camera rolling, and you hear the audio of the near home run. And everyone's so disappointed that he actually came up with that baseball.
Good call, Glenn. Glenn says, well, we all know that the mysterious Tatis trade rumors to the Yankees will be doubled in the offseason. Yeah, I had to drag Barry Bloom a little bit on Twitter.
You love bookmarking things to bring them up later,
I didn't even do this. Somebody else had retweeted it into my feed. And I read it and I go, holy cow, man. Like, you couldn't... And I said, Barry, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been proving you wrong since he got in the league. We all remember, you know, Tatis replying to Barry years ago, yeah, we'll talk in September, man. And he was getting on him again this year. And he said something that really bugged me. He said, Fernando Tatis Jr. made Peter Seidler sign him to that long-term deal. It wasn't even Peter Seidler, was it?
I mean, he was owner.
He was part.
Yeah, but it was Ron Fowler as
well.
Yeah,
but like, he's like, he made him do that. Like, yeah. Tatis went in, was like, you better sign me to this long-term deal right now. And he continues to prove him wrong year after year.
You remember that holdout that Fernando did until he got his contract?
Yeah, remember that? Remember when he pitched he didn't do anything.
He didn't say anything at all.
So, I don't know, man. You know, and again, the doubling down, he's waiting for him to like have a really down year. He can be like, see, I told you. Buddy, he's got like a decade of you know, great play and electric behavior. He's an electric baseball player. Admit you were wrong. This is why people hate old media, because they can never say, you know what? I missed that.
That's my bad.
That's on me.
I'm going to delete this. I don't
screwed
want
up.
That. Yeah, exactly.
That's screwed up. That's why people don't like these,
well, I think,
these guys.
I think for those people who wanted to have the hot take that Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't all that hot or he's too expensive, the first couple of months of the season, they started getting a little frisky again.
Oh, that was
again.
Their Super
oh,
Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that yeah, was their like, Super
oh,
Bowl.
Oh, hey, here, he's proven us right finally. We can now rub it in everybody's faces who believed in Fernando Tatis Jr. And then, of course, he has gone off here in the second half.
He's been great. And, there, you know, listen, there's no guarantee that that's going to continue for the next 35 games. None whatsoever. But to see where he was and to see where he is now, how do you not give that guy all of the credit for persevering and staying in it? And
he's looking like an MVP in the second half.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So I think it's such a good reminder for all of us. It's a long season. And when we're saying it's a long season, or if you feel as a fan, it's a long season, it's because it is. It doesn't make you a shill. It just means that you know baseball, and baseball's a long year, and it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Kind of in the same vein, earlier when we were talking about Tatis in our like 6 o'clock hour, I think, I don't remember who said it in the chat, but somebody says, I'm just glad, I think we can finally put all the body language and Fernando's attitude stuff to bed. And I go,
I didn't see any of this year.
I couldn't disagree more, because I think the next time he slumps, you know we're going to see it again.
No,
we
here
see
we
it
go.
All the time.
It's
the next
crazy,
time he
man.
Goes, you know, has a 1-for-24 week or something, and be like, look at this guy, he doesn't even want to be out there. You know, it's just, I hate it. I do think
Angelo is right. Ron Fowler was the controlling owner when Manny Machado signed, but by the time they signed the extension,
Peter had
stepped out and Peter had taken control of the team.
So Peter's the one that Fernando held hostage until he got the deal
right.
that he wanted.
Yeah.
It's just such a joke, man.
So,
it's just crazy.
As Paulie mentioned, and I have not seen it yet, there is a lineup out. How would Woods feel if Craig Stammen thought this is another opportunity to get Tatis back-to-back days off?
Oh, no.
And not put him in the lineup day game after a night game? That is not the case. Fernando Tatis Jr. is in the lineup and leading off for your San Diego Padres.
Lay it on me.
Jake Cronenworth will bat second, play second base. Manny Machado getting another DH day, hitting third. Ty France cleaning up again. He's just locked in as the cleanup hitter now for the Padres and playing first base. Jackson Merrill batting fifth in center field. Luis Renjifo will move up to the sixth slot and play left field. Luis Camposano behind the plate, batting seventh. Xander Bogaerts, your shortstop, batting eighth. And Sungmon Song will play third base and bat ninth today for your San Diego Padres against old friend Robert Stock, who is not the same pitcher that we remember back in 2020, I think, with the San Diego Padres, when he was just a guy who tried to throw as hard as possible and had no idea where it was going. But he could hit 100 on the radar gun. You won't see that today. You'll see more in the 96, 97 range, trying to be more of a pitcher, added a little more of a repertoire. Now, the results on the major league level have been great. He's got an ERA over 6.
He's 36 years old.
Yeah.
You know, last kind of grasp at the brass ring, even though he's not going to get a brass ring with the Mets, but he's pitching in the big leagues today, and he's persevered, man. He's been around. His story is really cool. He's a great dude. Great dude. I mean, I hope he gets crushed today, but he's a five-pitch pitcher, so you don't want – this is one that you want to get.
And you got Michael King on the mound, so you're hoping for a good performance by Michael King. Padres need to win this game, not only to win the series, but to have a winning road trip. I think we both said, you know, 3-3 road trips aren't bad, but 4-2 road trips are definitely
damn good,
better. And you'd love to come home with a day off tomorrow and a little bit of momentum. You'll hear more about the matchups, including the pitching matchup, coming up on the EcoWater SoCal pregame show, which is just about 20 minutes away from starting. But joining us right now to discuss it a little early is our pre- and post-game show host, Sammy Levitt. Good morning, Sammy.
Hey, good morning.
Right, Mike?
Oh, there we go.
Now we got you.
Hi, buddy.
How we doing, everybody?
Good. Congratulations on
what?
2 million.
Oh, thank you.
Followers on TikTok or Instagram?
Yeah, just more people to leave mean comments, bring down my self-esteem.
We talked about that. That's too many.
Make fun of my hairline, make fun of my forehead.
That's
anything they can pick at, they take.
I mean, think about that. 2 million is more than the population of the entire city of San Diego.
Sammy, that's bananas. Bananas.
Well, thank you.
At what cost, though?
And by the way, most people are very nice.
Don't let it affect your mental health. As I,
most people are very nice. So you get, 700,000 nice comments, 200,000 mean comments on something.
Yeah. The mean comments, honestly, they roll right off my shoulders.
You're lucky.
Yeah. I don't get bothered. But I do have to stop myself sometimes.
From responding? I respond.
I'll tell you what, on Twitter, it's harder. It's actually...
It's way harder on Twitter.
Now, my Twitter existence is extremely Padres-related.
Sure.
So it does get a little bit harder on there sometimes, because sometimes it just feels more personal on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And the comments, they just go deeper. But it's okay. I deal with them. The TikTok and Instagram comments, they roll right off my shoulders.
But if somebody said the same thing on Twitter, but they copied and pasted and commented on a TikTok comment, it wouldn't bother you.
Something about it. You're right. Instagram doesn't bother me at all. Twitter makes me insane.
Yeah. A lot of people make fun of my hairline.
Which is like, you can't really do anything about it.
You know, the thing is, has a hat on this morning.
My hairline,
not showing it off.
But my hairline has always been very
deep. Said that since you were a kid.
You can look at my little kid photos and you can see, even going back, like I've went back and I've looked at photos of myself from middle school. Guys, it's deep.
It's the same.
Obviously, it's deeper now. I don't think it's that much crazy of recession.
Did you ever like try to grow your hair out and like
I've tried
funnel it down when you were younger?
No, I mean there have been some times where I've tried to grow it a little bit longer. It does get curlier as it gets longer. I can't get through the in-between phases of these types of things.
In-between is the worst.
Now, did you tell us that you had been offered or was considering...
Oh, the turkey trip?
Going to Turkey where they do all the hair transplants
offered,
and then...
they're begging me.
Documented on social media?
I have three different companies, 5 emails a month with
for
the free
a Turkish
trip.
Turkish hair
all
transplant.
All these clinics.
You won't do it?
You're going to Ankara and getting your hair
number
transplanted.
Number one, I don't think I want to do it. Number two, I have no... That's a long recovery. So then you'd have to like show up to work.
You get the off season for this, Sammy, right?
But the weird thing is
longer than that.
The weird thing is when a guy has that looks
it
like
works.
Then you show up, you're like, oh my God, you have hair. Like yeah. Landon Donovan was one. You showed up, you're like, Landon hey, Donovan what the
definitely went to
Donovan. What the heck?
No,
happened?
You know what? I'm pretty sure
it looks
Landon
good though. It does. It looks really good.
I think he's got a piece. But I think he's public about it. Like okay. I think he yeah. talks about it. Look that up because right. I think he actually.
I mean, whatever he's got, it does actually.
Yeah,
look
he looks good.
Good.
Look. Would it help me? Yeah. Do I think it's as bad as some of the comments say? No, I do not. But I don't know. That's a long recovery.
What's
I
the
really
recovery?
Do that?
Like 6 weeks?
No, I think it's months. Forget By the it. Time it regrows and your head's all swollen, Forget I don't think it. I have that kind of time. But if I wanted to do it, I think I could be on a plane tomorrow morning to Turkey.
Incredible.
I got offers all over the place.
And like, you know how much, like, if I'm thinking like a businessman, you get a ton of content out of that.
Oh my God!
I've heard Istanbul is an unbelievable city.
Well, there are many men on social media that have done this. Yeah. They make all kinds of content from it, and I think that's the trade-off. I don't know if you have to sign something saying I'll make X number of videos in order to get the procedure for free, but I do think that is the benefit for these clinics is they get people to come over, make content. I guess it's an exchange for the hair transplant.
Can they do a Chairman Mao removal? Like, Ben, you went to Turkey for that? You just got it done here. Just a little bit more off the side. Ben's like, my recovery is actually a week, so it's not that bad. Oh, man. Well, this has been fun, Sammy. Fun one last night.
Oh, yeah.
So there he is on the YouTube channel. That's our beloved Ben. Greatest. It's been a lot of fun. Last night was electric in an electric factory.
Yeah, I mean, I said it on Twitter, on X, last night. You know, I wasn't here in 2019, 2020, and 21. Obviously, I was. You know, I knew of Fernando's career, but admittedly, I was in the minor leagues, kind of doing my own thing. I was locked in on the Padres day to day per se. But I know enough about Fernando's career and what those first few years were like, and you know, kind of how he took the city and the league and the sport by storm. And it feels to me like, and I know he had that great run in the postseason to begin, you know, the 2024 postseason, and he's had some stretches where he's kind of looked like that guy again. But from an electricity standpoint, a swagger standpoint, it feels like the last few weeks, this is as close to that very, very early version of Fernando that, at least in my time, you know, covering the Padres, that I've seen, that I can remember. Like, yeah, he gets up there, hits the ball a mile, he's changing the game constantly, the defense, the base running the other day, scoring from second base on the infield single against the Brewers. It feels to me like the closest to the swaggy, you know, nobody can stop me, I'm the best player on the planet, you know, type of version of Fernando that he so often seemed to show in the really early part of his career. Feels like that to me.
Some maybe interesting Padres news here from Jeff Sanders covering the team. They've released probable pitchers for the upcoming home series against the Minnesota Twins. Friday is still TBA. Now, that's not totally unexpected, because whenever Randy Vasquez's turn comes up, they sometimes go with the opener. They don't announce it. But I have yet to hear any definitive word on Joe Musgrove's next appearance, which could be Friday. Could he be pitching for the Padres on Friday?
I would have agreed with you, and I speculated on it, I think, during the pregame a little bit yesterday. But I don't know. Kevin Acey, and Kevin's a good reporter, I mean, he did write, this was the direct line from his newsletter this morning, Joe Musgrove's next start will be in the minor leagues.
Okay.
As of yesterday, the Padres were still determining whether that would be in AA or AAA. Ben, I was with you yesterday because the way Craig Stammen talked about it was he was going to throw a bullpen and then they were going to see. And then I started counting the days. I'm like, well, he pitched on Friday, so his fifth day would be Wednesday, would be tomorrow. I'm talking about yesterday. I'm like, Friday, and maybe this is setting up where they're just prepping him to pitch for Friday and they're trying to keep him fresh for Friday. But according to Kevin, that's not going to be the case.
Casey Mize will pitch Saturday, Walker Buehler on Sunday. The Twins will be sending lefty Connor Prelip on the mound on Friday, then Dean Kramer and Bailey Ober, right-handers, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Dean Kramer traded for Manny Machado years ago.
Hardly know her.
Hardly, Kramer, hardly know her. Not bad.
All right. Well, I believe Kevin Acey as well, but still waiting on the word on Joe Musgrove and when his official return. So probably another Kyle Hart, Randy Vasquez day on Friday.
I would imagine
for the Padres.
Yeah, and look, I understand why they're not going to rush Joe. I mean, you know, you want to make sure he is fully ready to go. And I think the other part of it now too is you're in a nice rhythm where you're getting length out of your starting pitchers. And Joe said it, you know, last week when the team was back at home, that he thought that the front office didn't want a situation where he was going to show up and be able to only give you, you know, 3-4 innings or be on a pretty limited pitch count. So I think right now they're in a groove with this rotation where they're getting length. I mean, it's remarkable. Let me pull up the note I wrote down this morning. You may have read it already, but I think this says it all right here. And it's not that Robbie Ray's been stellar. It's been shaky. Casey Mize, last two starts has been great. But last night was the seventh time in the past 10 games that a Padres starter went at least six innings. For context, and you know this if you've been following this season, that happened just three times in their previous 25 games.
Crazy.
And I would imagine if you would go back even farther in the season,
it'd
be equally as crazy, whatever number that is. But to me, that says it all right there. It's not even that these guys need to be perfect, but the situation was so dire that the fact that guys like Mize and Ray can go out there, pitch six innings, keep you in a ball game, it is a huge upgrade, you know, to what they were doing before.
I think we've really seen Craig Stammen get into kind of a groove with his pitcher usage. I mean, you can almost predict how today's game's going to go. If Michael King is decent, they're going to try to get him through at least six, you know, maybe into the seventh if he's efficient. Then we'll see Yuki Matsui, probably Jeremiah Estrada. And if it's still a close game, you could do Mason Miller back-to-back. You're going to try to avoid Adrian Morejon. If it's not a close game, then you can go to your mop-up guys in the end. We could see Wandy. We could see Griffin Canning at the end of the game. I mean, it has become, I think, pretty... At least guys can feel like comfortable in their roles now. They kind of know where they're going to be used going into a day.
I would really like to see Michael King like be the A++ version.
No doubt.
I do think in the big picture for the Padres, assuming they're in the postseason, they need Michael King to like get on one of those roles.
Locked in.
He hasn't done it this year. His stuff is so good that he figures it out. He guts his way. By the way, he knows this. I mean, we'll hear from him pregame today. He knows. I don't think it's any secret to him that he has not been at the tippy top of his game this season. I just think from a postseason sense, like, they need him to be that guy that pitched against Atlanta in the wild card series.
No doubt.
They need that guy. Because, look, when I look at the Padres from a postseason sense, if they're going to hit like the way they've been hitting, great. The bullpen, we know, is going to be incredibly important and valuable to them. I think what stands out to me is they, like, you need a guy like King who can, let's say, in a five-game series, a seven-game series, go out there, pitch two, three, four times, and go out there and dominate.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think, you know, I have to admit, I was wrong. And I'm generally someone who's more positive about the Padres than negative. But I wouldn't have thought, if Michael King was not Michael King, and he hasn't really been all season, and no Joe Musgrove, and no Nick Pivetta, and no Yu Darvish.
Washed.
There's no way this Padres team is nine games above 500 in a playoff spot on August 19th. It's just impossible. There's no way they could possibly find enough pitching to get there. And somehow, here they are.
Yep.
And Joe could be coming back. We still don't know if Nick, you know, is going to come back or not later this season. But with Casey Mize and Robbie Ray, you feel like, they've got a shot now here.
Well, to this point, I think Mize and Ray have done the job in that they are professional, reliable starting pitchers. They're not going to be perfect, but they're going to go out there and keep you in a game and go give you six solid innings, which is just, it's so above what they were doing before they made those trades. So I'm with you. I think when you talk about a home stretch, just having that amount of reliability, that amount of ability to go six innings, hand you a quality start, keep you in a game, I think it's this time of year extremely valuable, especially considering what they were doing beforehand.
Sammy, appreciate it. I know you got a long day in front of you. We will hear from you again in just minutes for the EcoWater SoCal pregame show. thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bennett Woods, brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Woods, 3-hour show ahead of our Epic Wings, Epic Padres Roundtable with Tony Gwynn Jr. in studio. But we will also have Eno Saris joining us for some smart baseball on our SDCCU fan hotline. It's not Big Bank Banking. It is better, hopefully talking about a winning series and road trip. And having a fun Thursday show tomorrow.
I would love to let it rip with a guttural series
another
winning
one.
Yell.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. For Polly Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Pre-game show coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.